For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This from the Santa Fe, New Mexico. Mexican drug lords reign supreme. From Miguel Alemán, Mexico. Hitmen, pistols tucked in their pants and walkie-talkies strapped to their belts, move freely in this city of sorghum farmers and cattle ranchers, dropping off their ostrich skin boots with shoeshine boys in the city's plaza and stopping at local bars for a beer. The openness with which they operate in Miguel Alemán and countless other towns across Mexico reflects the drug cartel's grip on this nation of nearly 100 million people, and the power they have gained as the top supplier for America's $65 billion illegal drug habit. Mexico's drug gangs have been highly successful in the past two decades, gradually replacing Colombian gangs in the United States to control the profitable distribution of cocaine from coast to coast. Colombia remains the world's largest producer, but Larry Holifield, the DEA's director for Mexico and Central America, told the Associated Press that Mexican cartels are now the most powerful in the world. In 2003, Mexican traffickers supplied 77% of the cocaine that entered the United States. Last year, it was 92%, according to Anthony Placido, the top DEA intelligence official. The other 8% moved through the Caribbean. Mexican gangs also dominate the growing methamphetamine trade, producing 53% of the drugs on the market in super labs in Mexico as the U.S. tightens its laws. Much of the rest is made in clandestine labs in California, also run by Mexican cartels, this according to U.S. officials, and has been the case for nearly 100 years. Mexico is the biggest marijuana supplier to the U.S. and produces nearly half the heroin consumed north of the border, behind only Colombia. The drug trade permeates life in Mexico. In Miguel Alemán, drug traffickers boost the local economy and rule with a combination of fear and awe, threatening or bribing anyone who dares to try and stop them. In this city across from Roma, Texas, hitmen are easily identified by their bulletproof pickup trucks and sport utility vehicles. U.S. officials privately grumble that Mexico, unlike Colombia, has failed to extradite major drug lords to the United States, where most would face long terms in high-security prisons. Mexico argues the drug leaders must face justice here first, but attempts by President Fox to clean up the justice system, Mexico's most corrupt branch of government, have stalled in a hostile Congress. According to Miguel Alemán city spokesman Ricardo Rodriguez, quote, "Our job is to prevent crime, not to investigate drug trafficking. That's the federal government's responsibility." Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.